You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Oftentimes, we hear so much about the divorce rate, and how it's climbing, how divorce is such a huge problem. But there's some wonderful news, actually, in the New York Times, and it's talking about the divorce rate. And get this, the divorce rate is not rising. So in studio today, we are thrilled to have our Mormon Channel Daily producer, Alyssa Urban Bean, back in studio to kind of break this down for us. So first, just talk about what the article says.
So the article says that marriages in the U.S. are stronger today than they have been in a long time. But the interesting thing, the idea that half of the marriages that end up in divorce has yet to be debunked. So we still believe this myth that 50% of marriages
end in divorce. Right. But that's just not the case.
No, it's not. We have been strengthening our marriages, according to this article, that more people are being more thoughtful about their marriages and sticking with it.
That's amazing news.
I know.
Don't you want to give everyone
a
big pat on the back in society? Like, way to go. The divorce rate is not really climbing anymore. So the divorce rate peaked in the 1970s and early 1980s, and it has been slowly declining ever since. So if current trends continue, nearly two-thirds of marriages will never involve a divorce. Isn't that wonderful news?
I love it. I love it so much. And that's why I wanted to share that with everyone on Mormon Channel Daily. And some of it has to do with education and expectations. There were a lot of changes going on in the 1970s and the 1980s. And because of that, that could play an effect to those divorces then. But what is interesting is that just the myth still lives on. And we today with this episode just want to debunk that and say, don't believe everything you hear and know that marriages can last.
Do you think it's because people are becoming more thoughtful about big life decisions, who they're going to marry, the kind of spouse they want to marry, but also when they're going to end it? That's a big decision about when to finally, you know, close the door on a marriage and decide you're going to end it, especially if children are involved.
I think so. I hope so. I hope people are being more thoughtful about when they are thinking about ending their marriage, because it's not necessarily the answer to problems.
There are situations when marriages need to be ended, right? When that's the best situation, maybe for everyone involved. But I think this is encouraging because it shows that people are maybe thinking about divorce in a different way and really analyzing whether divorce is the answer for them.
I agree. And I hope that this gives some of our listeners motivation to nurture their marriage.
So Elder Oaks addressed those who may be struggling in their marriage. And he said the first step is not separation, but reformation. Divorce is not an all-purpose solution. He counsels members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to seek help from their bishops and to be more thoughtful when making this decision. So thank you so much for being here and sharing this wonderful news about the divorce rate. I think that's just great news, especially looking forward in society. So thanks for being here, Alyssa.
Thank you.
I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.